Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
You know the drama is never ending. Don't let it get the best of you.
Hello.
You know how life can be. It changes overnight. Sunny then raining.
But it's alright. What a classic.
Simon Cowell. What you'd like a to classic. Sign us.
We saw Simon Class. Cowell in the flesh.
We saw he very handsome.
Very handsome, very friendly.
He did, yeah, I thought he did go through like a bit of an awkward stage, I think.
Yeah.
Just, you know, imagine it's kind of hard to age.
Yes.
And if you're not accepting it.
In the public eye.
If you're not accepting it that gracefully, you know, you want to go get a few tweaks, maybe they go a bit wrong, then you've got to go and be on the X Factor that night.
What can you do?
What can you do? But I think he's really come into his own skin.
He's a lovely man, yeah.
He's grown out his beard.
Yeah, well-groomed.
Lovely bit of stubble. I do think on an older man,
it's quite forgiving, a bit of stubble.
It is. A bit of like a beard. Not a beard, but a beard still. But a bit of facial hair can go a long way.
Takes the edge off.
Yeah, because I imagine it will be thick.
It kind of masks that maybe hanging jawline. Any age spots under there,
the hanging
it's disguised.
Neck, the hanging jowls, is it?
The jowls, exactly.
Kind of masks it. And I think that's what Simon was doing really well. And he looked really handsome.
He looked really handsome.
Absolutely.
So if you need a Simon, you know where to find us.
Simon.
Friend like you.
You always makes it easy. Also, who wrote the High School Musical songs?
Kenny Ortega. Oh, no, he's
the choreographer. Kenny Ortega. But fantastic.
Used to love the behind the scenes of High School Musical. Love the behind the scenes.
I did, you know, I would dream that they would want us to come and dance.
Me too.
Just be a backing dancer, you
know.
You know,
that
was
my dream to be in High School Musical.
Yeah, pop and rock and jam and break. Oh, I'd love to pop and
rock.
What
do the kids have
today?
And now
I've got no rhythm at all. I feel like I've got no rhythm these days.
Are the youth still watching High School Musical?
Yeah, I think so. I'd make sure my kids watch it.
But we were there when it was
educational.
I remember going to the cinemas.
Same.
To watch
we
the new one.
We queued out outside with my mum.
Was that with you? Yeah.
Yeah, with my mum and sister, and we queued up. I think it must have been for number two or number three, We queued up.
Yeah. Crazy.
At Cineworld Nottingham. Middle of the day, probably on a weekend.
Yeah. On a Saturday.
Yeah, absolutely.
Probably about 10:30 in the morning.
Yeah, probably about 10:30 in the morning.
Yeah. Get some pick and mix.
Yeah. Delicious.
Get a Coke.
You know how life can be. But probably the number one song. What's your number one song from High School Musical?
Of them all.
If you had to pick.
That's a big question.
You know you gotta. No, that's not number one. I do like the last one. Not the last one, but the one. Troy and Vanessa sing in the third one when
on
she's
on the rooftop.
Yes. Well, how was that going?
Chances of finding someone
like you. That is almost number one. It's one in
I'll
a
tell
million.
You what, I think the best one's got to be the most
the
iconic one.
Yeah.
Getting ready.
Oh,
getting
ready. Yeah, 100%.
It's got to be that.
Oh, what should I do with my hair?
It's got to be that.
Yeah,
that's 100% sick.
Oh, do
and
I fluff
that
it?
Is that was a moment in time.
I would say that one too. But then you can't beat Every Day.
Ah, oh, that's a lovely
our lives.
One.
And then what's the first ever song?
The first
It's the start of something.
Yeah, that one doesn't
new.
Really
doesn't do anything for you, but it signifies
it
so much.
It takes me back to a time.
Yeah, it signifies so much.
But it's not my favorite.
No.
Getting ready.
I do love
be the best. Because now it's official.
What happens when, what's the one where Troy's in the golfing with the splashing?
Yeah, classic.
Bet on it.
Who wrote these songs?
You can't
Who constructed
on,
these wait, is films?
It? I know, incredible.
Fantastic work.
Incredible work.
Anyway,
okay.
Not a High School Musical talk. Baby. Just before we get into it, quick disclaimer.
We are not doctors. We are not professionals. We do not actually know what we are talking
this
about.
This is a lighthearted space.
Okay. Don't take what we say literally because we could be wrong.
Yeah. And if there's anything serious, if there's anything you feel like you're seriously struggling with, please contact a GP, a professional, because that is not us. We're just girls and boys just like you.
We're just trying to get through life as well.
Not professionals. Enjoy the episode.
Enjoy.
Welcome back, guys. Welcome back to the girls' bathroom.
Welcome back to the bathroom, you people.
It is Wednesday. It's, do you know what? It is finally starting to feel like summer.
It is.
Won't you say, chintz?
Finally starting to feel like summer. Unfortunately.
On the drive here today. We're in shorts.
I'm sweating up. I'm burning up.
For you, baby.
Burning up.
The Jonas Brothers thrown into the
Don't
mix.
Don't know that. I was never a Jonas
That is
bro.
So crazy.
I do know their new song. What is it? Milkshake
at the Waffle House. Yeah.
That's quite catchy.
I've always loved the Jonas Brothers.
It's because I wasn't a Disney kid apart from high school.
I wasn't either.
No.
But I liked
I wasn't exposed.
Their music videos.
Yeah.
Camp Rock, Jonas LA was their TV show, I think it was.
Yeah.
Loved it.
I think because I was the eldest child, I didn't have the influence of...
I mean, my brother didn't influence me to watch the Jonas Brothers, I'll be honest.
Well, you didn't show me the music
I did,
videos.
You just didn't listen.
Did you?
Yeah, I told you a lot in our childhood.
Did you?
And you just didn't listen. I told you to watch a lot and you just took no notice.
I was probably just too wrapped up with Cody.
In your own world.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
living
like
in my own world. Didn't
okay,
understand.
So we are starting off things this week with... Of course, our question of the week.
What is a song that's got the word week in it that we can remix that into?
Ooh. What, a High School Musical song or just
well,
a song?
In general, you know, because, you know, week, you know, is
week.
A week.
That's quite a hard one, actually.
Week. It's got to be somewhere. It's like, ooh, we can go off. We'll have a think.
Is there anyone? Is there any song?
Because you know, I just went into song living in
know,
my own world.
I know.
We need to just go into
have?
Song.
Leave it with us. That's tough.
I don't know. Okay.
Okay. So our question of the week this week is
what a phenomenal question of the week.
It's so simple, but it's so powerful.
So simple yet so effective
and such
punchy.
A classic. I don't
such
know
a
how
classic.
We've not discussed this before.
Such a classic.
Would you rather dump?
Oh yeah.
Or be dumped?
Mm. I mean, off the bat, you know, you don't want your heart broken, all right? So you're thinking, yes, I'd like to be the dumper.
Yeah.
But actually,
you can be
that
the,
is hard.
You can be the dumper and still be have a broken heart.
True, exactly. But is it harder to break someone's heart that you love and when they're unexpected, blindly in love with you, excited for the future, wants to marry, get a dog, buy a house,
wants to move
in the back of your mind, you're thinking, no, this is not
that's
for me.
Ain't happening.
And you've got to break that person's heart. So, you know, that's
crush
tough.
Their world.
That's tough. Unless you're just like cutthroat. That is a,
I think
a tough
when
move.
When you're in the position of, wanting to break up with someone, but you're feeling a lot of guilt.
Mm.
You're feeling like, oh, shit, but what if it's the wrong decision?
Yeah, because you're also thinking, he or she
what
is
you've got to deal
really
with.
Lovely.
Like,
blah,
because
blah, blah.
You're the one making the decision. You're the one that could potentially be making the wrong decision.
Mm.
Whereas when you're broken up with, you kind of just got to think, well, you kind of got to accept it and think, you know, oh, it's out of my control. I've got to accept it. Like,
don't want to be with someone who doesn't want to be with me.
Yeah.
You know, it's almost easier to be like, well, look, if you don't want me, I don't want you. Let's fucking go.
Yeah.
And then I almost feel like it's more of like a, because you're angrier, you know, you've got a reason to be like, fuck you.
How dare you?
And that's kind of the energy you want. You want to be like,
want
oh,
me,
fuck
I'm
you.
Out of here.
Not like, I'll always love you. You'll
I'm
always
so
be
sorry
my friend.
For breaking your heart.
Yeah. Oh, you know, you'll always la, la, la. Instead of all that bullshit.
You don't have the same anger when you're the one dumping.
Yeah.
Unless you've been cheated on and stuff.
Yeah.
But, you know, like if it's a.
Sometimes I think the anger is easier.
Yes.
Because it just to be like, okay, goodbye,
yeah,
move
fuck
on,
off then
block,
that's
delete.
What you want. I'll show you.
Yeah, block, delete, moving on. You know, let's go. Let's, you know, glow up time.
Absolutely.
Fuck you. Absolutely. You don't deserve me, la, la, la. And that's the energy you want for that fire.
Yeah.
You know?
Helps you get over it.
But then, but then seeing someone cry in front of you when they want to be, if someone's begging you to be with you, I want to be, we can make this work, all of that.
I'll do anything.
And they're sobbing and you've got to sit there and go, no.
No.
That is hard. I think that's harder.
But then
call
also,
me crazy. I think that's harder.
Think when you're the one who is blindly unaware.
Yes.
You are so in love with this person.
Yes.
You can't wait to see them at the weekend.
Yes.
You're obsessed with this person.
Yes.
Maybe it's been 8 months. You're obsessed.
Yes.
You're in that
That, I think
it's exciting. You're obsessed.
When it's under a year, I think it's harder.
It is.
Because this is the one. La, la, la.
You're in that panic almost. And when you're telling me, when they come to you and say, not feeling anymore, I'm out of here. You are absolutely
heartbroken.
The world has been ripped from under your feet. You don't know what just happened.
But then surely, if someone was starting not to feel me, or like, you know, not
you'd
to
like to think you would know.
You'd like to think that there'd be like an inkling or like a few red
flags.
You
don't want to accept it.
Yeah, but
because
then
you're
in that
the
moment,
one.
But in that moment when they're like, it's not working, do you then be like, makes sense? Is there then a few, oh, it makes kind of make, you
yeah,
know,
but
is
in
it,
the
is
moment it, when it's happening,
when
you're thinking, no, I will do anything to get us back together. Please. Like, you know, when you're in that desperate phase.
Yeah. I've had a few desperations.
Yeah.
And it's not a good place to be. But I think once you've been through your first couple desperation modes, you kind of know, can't be that desperate
again. Can't do that again.
Can't be acting like that again. But the first few times it's rough. You think the world's over.
You will do anything to get that back on track.
Because I remember years, like when it would happen, mum would be like, you've been here before.
Okay.
You know, when and it's kind of a nice reminder. It's like, well, fucking I was crying this time last year. And
yeah,
I'm
about
crying
that
again.
One.
It doesn't even matter. Mm. And it's kind of perspective. But when it's the first couple of times.
Really hits.
So
final
answer.
What's
the answer of the poll? I think
would you rather be dumped or
I
do the dumping?
I think generally people will say that they want to do the dumping.
That's correct. Now, the more we've spoken about it, the more I'm thinking I'd actually rather... No, I don't want to be dumped.
Do you know what? Just dump me and I'll be fine.
I can't.
Dump me and I'll be fine.
Yeah, so of course. It's so true.
Yeah. I'd rather not see you sob and beg for me.
But there
when
is...
When I don't want to be with you, when you're a nice guy.
I know,
you,
so
you know,
true.
You're doing well for yourself, you're fun, you're lovely, but I just not, no more.
I think it depends on what kind of relationship you're in, because I remember when I had to dump my ex, I would kill for him to dump me instead. I would have died. All I was saying was, I fucking wish he would break it with me. I wish he would break it with me. I hate having to be the one that's breaking it with him. I hate having to be the one that's making the decision. Like, I hate the one, like, he's got no fucking idea and I'm just the bearer of bad news. Like, I wish if he broke it with me, I'd be so fucking happy. But when you're the one that is obsessed, does not see it coming, couldn't, you know, want to spend the rest of your life with this person and they break it with you, there is nothing worse. You would kill to just be the person who's breaking it with them and having a bit of control. At least you mentally you can prepare your emotions.
At least you can kind of, you know, be like, oh, I'll do it in 6 months.
Yeah,
and
like,
check out.
You're prepared. It doesn't hit you like a ton of bricks like it does for the other person.
Yeah, absolutely.
So 73% are saying I'd rather be the one dumping.
Okay, you guys, but there's still got you lot out there who'd rather but also it's kind of like if you're being dumped, it's like, all right, well, I know for sure that this is.
Well, I think you can kind of.
You know, I'm not going to fight back. I'm going to beg you. Well, these days I'm not going to beg you. Do you know what I mean?
But then we've been in situations where we have begged.
Yeah. Well, experience in hindsight is a beautiful thing, isn't it?
Controversial, but would rather be dumped as you don't have the thought going back and forth in your head if you've made the right decision. It's so true.
That guilt's not there. The weight of hurting someone's not there.
Like this person just said, have I done the right thing? Is it not?
Right.
Am I going to be happy without them? Am I not? Is this the person for me? I don't know. Like, I'm so confused. Like, all that isn't
especially
there.
When they're begging and saying all the right things and maybe saying, you know, all the things that you would want, I don't
Someone's
know, out of this relationship.
Spectacular question of the week, ladies.
I know. Thank you.
I'm a very indecisive person. If I'm dumped, then I know for sure they won't happen. It wasn't meant to be. If I have to dump, I'm always wondering if I've made the right call.
Yeah.
So true.
It's true. I think it's low-key more peace of mind.
Yeah.
You can kind of just bury the thought of that person. You just bury the person.
You think they don't want me.
Exactly. You don't want to be with someone who doesn't want you.
It's harder initially. There's more feeling on impact. It's like, fuck, I'm being dumped. I'm clueless. I don't know what to do. This person's had time to think about this and they've been practicing what they're going to say and they know what they're doing tonight because they've probably planned this is going to happen right now and they're going to do blah, blah, blah. But I do think, maybe in the weeks after, you can kind of think, oh, fuck you. If that's the choice you want to make, but I'll show you.
If you're the dumper, I do feel like generally there's more of a big relief. You know, once you've done it, it's relief. And then that, the serotonin from that is something special. You're thinking, I've finally fucking done it. You know,
free me from these chains.
I've seen him cry, whatever. We're past that. He knows it's over. You can just kind of, and the relief, and there's not that thought anymore. Mm. And that is a beautiful thing.
That is a beautiful feeling.
So it's just however you look at it.
It depends on the relationship and why we're breaking up. And there's a lot.
Every day.
As horrible as dumping someone is, you have the control.
True.
Whereas feeling rejected has long-term consequences, I think, on your confidence.
I mean, being dumped is a scary thing. You know, imagine just out of the blue, just, one day.
It's the rug being pulled from beneath you. You know, scary.
Imagine you're living with someone and it's been 4 or 5 years and then it's just...
It's just over.
And you, it was not your decision. Then that is intense.
Really scary. After being on both ends, I was the one who broke up with my first boyfriend and always thought I'd rather be dumped. But after getting my heart broken, I can safely say I'd rather do the dumping.
She's probably
right. As selfish as it is, you are okay within a few weeks.
Yes.
Whereas when you get heartbroken, it can take months and months to get over.
And also, it is a big hit on your confidence.
Yeah.
And it is, you know, it'd be a big hit. Yeah, there's the rejection and then there's also almost like, I don't want to get into another relationship because this might happen again. So probably generally I'd rather be the dumper.
Yeah, like you can be crying for months after when you've been dumped. You're not crying for months after when you've done the dumping.
But then if you're just reminding yourself you don't want to be with someone who doesn't want to be with you, then is that not beautiful? And you can just be like, okay, fuck
always,
you.
It's not always that easy.
Yeah, I know.
It's those simple words.
I know. That's why... What's that saying where it's like, if you always have fun, you never get hurt. And if you never get... What's that thing on TikTok?
I don't think I've ever heard that.
Just like, don't take it too seriously. I don't know what the thing is.
100% would rather be dumped. Recently had to break 100%.
Up with a... 100%!
Recently had to break up with a really great guy because I wanted to spend some time on my own. There was nothing he'd done wrong. It just didn't feel right. Yeah. It was the worst guilt having to break his heart.
The weight and the guilt, you guys.
Mm. I've been dumped twice. It broke my heart so much that with my last three boyfriends, I emotionally detached myself when I didn't want the relationship anymore and completely broke all three of their hearts, but still better than having my own heart broken.
Yeah. 100%. Yeah.
I think I'm in the camp of
you'd rather be making the decisions yourself.
There's pros and cons to both. Mm. But I think when it comes down to it, I would rather be the one dumping.
All of our, that's why our partners need to be more in love with us than we are with them.
Absolutely. That's what they always say.
Therefore,
your boyfriend should always be a little bit more in love with you than you are with
him. I'd say 30% more, 40% more.
Whoa. I was going to say 10. Oh. 40. That's nearly half.
30. 30
is a lot.
Is it? 30, 20. I've never quantified it in percentage.
Neither have I really, but they
say
that.
They should be more, because then you kind of, I don't know.
Yeah.
But you just need a bit of that. I just think you just need a little bit of that.
Need a little bit of you.
Just a little bit of that.
You
could live without me, but I could live without you, bitch.
I could probably manage it, but there's no chance.
You need a little bit of that energy.
Just for your own self-esteem.
Yeah.
You know.
You'll never fucking break it with me.
Okay, so let me tell you this, guys. This week we are doing a whole episode of Dilemma Roulette. Oh. Okay, I have not looked in this inbox since we were here last Wednesday.
Dilemma Roulette.
There is
week.
So much newness in here. I'm just seeing blue dots everywhere.
We saw
this
another
inbox.
Vicar thing.
We did.
And I low-key, if the someone vicar could has see me said, now.
I dated the vicar's son. Story to the girl who didn't want to marry a vicar.
Do you reckon that'll be good?
Just give it a quick
I think we should.
Okay, this is just for the girl from last week. She was our title episode, so yes. she deserves a moment. I dated the vicar's son. I am listening to the most recent episode where you discussed dating a vicar.
Wait, so this came in today? Because this only went right out today. Now, oh, go on then.
I wanted to write in as I have dated a vicar's son.
Here we go.
I dated this boy for around 4 years.
And whoa!
His mum was a vicar.
Whoa. So was the husband not a vicar then? Just the vicar's husband?
His mum joined the church after she had my ex's older sister and said that having the child was a truly magical experience. His dad was not religious in the slightest.
Oh, so it is relating
to... Didn't believe in any higher powers and was pretty matter of fact. But they truly made it work. They were in a really great relationship. His mum would go out and deliver services on a Sunday.
Oh.
She also worked during the week, but was always busy on a Sunday.
Yeah.
Do funerals, weddings, baptisms, and she would come home and talk about her day. He always listened respectfully, and it was like talking about any other work day.
Mm.
She'd sometimes moan about colleagues who are members of the clergy.
Oh,
and
God.
He'd make jokes
Helen
about
from
the
clergy
church.
Is such a bitch.
He'd make jokes about the church every now and again, and
Susan
she would
was
laugh
nicking
along.
Money from the what you put the coins in.
Yeah,
Susan's been stealing again. Yeah. She took £5.
My ex also wasn't religious, so her son wasn't that religious either.
So it was just her decision to go
as
and be a
family. They decided they would support some of the events she put on, like the church held a barn dance to fundraise, and we all went down to support.
Barn.
And my ex occasionally went to midnight mass.
Nice.
I actually enjoyed the events. Most of the Christians in the community were not the type that were massively religious, but they saw it as more of a community.
Yeah, beautiful.
I know not everyone would want to marry a vicar, but wanted to give the perspective that the family doesn't necessarily have to be religious too, and they all made it work. It really
very
was
true.
Like any other job. She'd have days off, book annual leave. His mum never pushed Christianity on me and completely respected everyone has different views. I will also preface everything I just said with saying my ex was still a complete knob when I broke up with him and didn't really display any of the Christian values. But God truly gives the strongest people the biggest challenges, and he was a challenge. Just put love a pod, haven't missed a single app. Wow.
Lovely. So if the
Thank
vicar.
Thank you for sharing that insight.
So if the vicar approaches us, we'll say, yes, Father.
Yeah.
I will go on a date with you.
Absolutely. Because why should we not?
Why should
because
we not?
Because she's told us it can work. She's seen it firsthand.
Gorgeous.
So I hope the girl from last week is still listening this
if
week.
If the vicar could see me now.
If the vicar could see me now. Okay, let's roulette this, baby. Let's
do
go.
It. Baby. Okay. Oh my God. Okay. Okay, you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Let's do this.
Let's get in this inbox, girlfriend. Oh, stop.
Okay. Ooh, we've got a picture.
Ooh.
Okay, so we've got drunk texting other boys. So
other
I'm assuming
boys.
You're in a relationship, potentially. Mm. So good morning, ladies. Good morning
good
to
morning.
You.
Good morning.
My dilemma today is kind of controversial, but here we go.
We love it. Look what the roulette brings us.
Absolutely.
The controversy.
Okay, so I'm 23. My boyfriend is 25. We've been together for a year and a half, and I absolutely adore him and everything he does for me.
Great.
He is genuinely amazing and so thoughtful. My family and friends love him. We now live together, and I do genuinely believe we will be together forever, now as we are really happy together.
Great.
Don't really have any issues in our relationship, and altogether, it's just a really lovely, happy
Why
relationship.
Why are you writing in? Give us the controversy.
However. Well, is it that perfect if you're texting other boys?
No, it's not.
However, in my past relationships, in my past relationships, I knew I wasn't happy. And instead of breaking up with past partners, I would stay with them because I was scared to break up with them.
Mm. Like doesn't what we're talking about earlier. It's hard.
It's hard to break someone's heart. But you've got to be selfish in these instances, because otherwise you're just living in misery. Okay, so also during these relationships, when I was drunk and out, I would sometimes message an old fling.
Oh, is she telling us about what she used to do?
Right, so she's saying like in this relationship, she's happy.
Right.
But in her old relationships when she wasn't happy, when she was drunk, she'd message old flings asking if they were out, etc. Scandalous.
Scandalous.
Because you're almost like when you're in that period of time when you want to break up with someone.
Yes.
You almost want to find a way out. Like, yes. Oh, well, if he knew I was texting this boy, maybe he just fucking dumped me.
Yeah.
And do you know what I mean?
I could be the one. Yeah.
It's kind of that like YOLO energy. Like she's obviously, it you is. Just don't really care you anymore. You don't really care. So
and also you're no having good. That like wondering eye of like, yes. what's it going to be like with someone else? And
you're yeah, testing it.
Yeah. Because when your relationship is breaking down, the first kind of things you think of, you compare it to your other relationships, don't you? Mm-hmm. Like you compare them all and you think, oh, well, I didn't feel like this with this guy. Yeah. Blah, 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 blah. So it's natural that you kind of like, I can see why when you're drunk, you're kind of like
yeah.
calling out
and
to
it makes
them.
Sense why you're messaging the old flings.
Yes.
Because you're familiar with these people.
Yeah.
You know, there's maybe it some kind fun. Of unfinished business. Mm.
They kind of want to get caught because right. then he could be the dumper instead right. and you wouldn't have the guilt.
Right. So yeah, I'd message them asking if they were out. I've never really sent an inappropriate message or physically done anything, but I do believe that I would be upset if roles were reversed and my boyfriend did this. Yeah, naturally. Fast forward to my current relationship.
Oh no, she's not done it now, has she?
No, well, I don't know. So she's saying that was kind of her behavior before. Fast forward to my current relationship where I don't have any negative thoughts and I feel so different about this boy than the rest. However,
oh no, I thought she was speaking from a place right. of...
When I was out at the weekend, I text
oh,
and message
no.
a boy I used to know. I've never like been with him, so I imagine she's never slept with him or kissed him, but you know, just the guy she used to know, to ask if he was out.
What are you doing?
We continue.
Put that phone away, I know. Girl.
Well, she said, we continued to text all night.
What? And
but she said, and the messages, they were really platonic and none of them were flirty at all. Okay. The messages are basically all about how we both are, what are we doing these days, summer plans, etc. Obviously, when I was drunk, I did not think I was doing anything wrong, but when I woke up the next day, I felt terrible. I felt physically sick.
Oh,
I felt so awful. I definitely had the fear and was probably overreacting, but I even went to the effort to text this boy saying I shouldn't have texted you at the
so
weekend.
So you felt so bad, yeah. You actually made the effort.
As
to-
I'm still with my boyfriend and I'm happy. Okay, so you texted him and you like said that to the guy. He replied being very mature, saying not to worry about it, as he didn't think I was being inappropriate at all. He did say, though, we can leave the messages at this for the time being before they go any further. So obviously this guy, you maybe...
What's going on?
You know, there's something there.
Yeah.
You're not just platonic. You know, because that's just, not just platonic if you're saying, oh, we can't go any further, you know.
It's giving, I shouldn't have done that.
It's giving like forbidden fruit.
The fact that you woke
and, like,
up
Bridgerton.
With guilt shows that it wasn't platonic.
Right.
Otherwise you wouldn't have guilt.
Because otherwise you'd tell your boyfriend, I was messaging Brian last night.
Yeah, how random is
isn't
that?
Isn't he lovely? Isn't he a lovely fellow?
Yeah.
Right. Anyways, basically, I'm very confused, girl, in the girls' bathroom, as I don't understand why I did that when I'm in a happy relationship.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Or am I just being paranoid and overthinking? Here is a photo of me and my boyfriend.
Aww. Oh, let's see.
Christmas time.
Oh, it's a lovely.
Stood by
God,
a Christmas
very
tree. Very glam.
Very glamorous. Black tie.
Bow tie from a boy. It's very fancy. He's got
event.
A little
got.
Vest on as well. A little shirt.
Little waistcoat.
Vest, little waistcoat. He's got the no socks and the loafers on.
Ooh, not sure.
You're giving black eleganza dress. Gorge. Okay. So she's kind of being like, is this a red, like, what am I doing? Am I happy? I feel like she's kind of like, am I happy in this relationship? Because this is not my usual behavior. This behavior usually happens when I'm not happy in a relationship. So why was I texting? It is weird.
I mean, look.
Do you think there's something to it, or was it just a drunk thing?
It's hard to know without all the context, but I think when you put it in black and white, should you be texting other guys when you are drunk and waking up feeling guilty about it?
No. Because even though it was platonic, you know it was wrong because you woke up with that guilt. Like we said,
you woke up with the guilt.
You wouldn't have worked. And also, you wouldn't have said, hi, sorry, we can't text anymore.
No.
You know, because it would have just been like,
we should have done that.
If we're just friends, then we're just friends. And
but also,
it should
like,
be fine if the boyfriend finds out.
Like, he's not like a best mate. He's just a guy. You've not slept with him, but he's just a guy that's kind of, you've got his number.
He's obviously like a guy who maybe you met
on a dating website, yeah, and you kind of, it never actually turned into anything.
Maybe you exchanged numbers as, yeah, like a flirty thing, or yeah, or you met through someone or whatever.
Yeah. But so I don't know why you messaged him when you were drunk. Was it, I don't know, it's hard because, you know, if you've been in like your relationship, I would say is still very new. It's been a year and a half. That's still pretty
living
new.
Together. I feel like, you know, it was, I
like,
feel like
if it had been like 5 years, it was like, maybe you're craving that, like,
something,
you know,
else,
excitement of someone new. But I think a year and a half is still fairly new.
I mean, it's a good sign that you wanted to be like, no, this is wrong.
But what happens when you have a few margaritas at the weekend?
Right. Well, we're going to have to test that theory. You're going to have to go out this week and see what happens.
See what happens.
Seriously. Because it's like, if this is a...
Yeah.
If it happens again, then obviously this is a thing. Mm. But like, it could have just been a drunken mistake.
Just a weird freak.
Why the fuck did I do that? That was
accident,
weird.
Almost.
You know, because I don't think everything means...
No.
In this sense, it's not like you snogged him or were being overly flirty. Like,
sometimes you just do weird shit.
Sometimes, yeah. So maybe it is just one of those things. But if it happens again, then maybe be like, oh, what the fuck
What's
am I doing?
On?
Something's going on here. Mm. But yeah, put the shoe on the other foot. If your boyfriend went out.
Absolutely.
Imagine your boyfriend went out and he was just texting Helen. Mm. How are you? And then he woke up guilty the next day.
Yeah.
Excuse you?
We shouldn't be messaging.
And then imagine you saw a message, we should be messaging like this. But before it goes any further.
Yeah. Can you imagine if you saw that?
Can you imagine?
You'd be heartbroken.
So like, it is, and I think boyfriend saw it, it'd be a big deal and it would low-key be,
I think, you know,
like,
if he saw
the
it,
end
he,
of a relationship.
Yeah, he'd be kicking off.
Yeah. But you know that. But I think, yeah, it could
delete
be
the
a
messages.
Fluke.
Jesus, delete, get rid of them.
Do you know what? I'd block him.
Yes, yeah, so would his number.
If your boyfriend means
that much
to you, then just at least block him and delete his number or whatever.
Mm.
And then just, if it's reoccurring behavior, then you know something's going off. If not, look. Whatever, shit happens.
Yeah.
Let's hope.
We all make mistakes once in a while.
Yes.
And hopefully that
was just...
Not that I would forgive these mistakes. But that,
but,
you
but,
know...
But
that,
then it shows just how innocent it is. Like, you know, you weren't trying to cheat.
You weren't trying to do
anything.
No,
like, you were just a bit tipsy and just thought, oh, let me check in with Brian. But you felt guilty about it.
Like, you had
a few
drinks, you were feeling a bit flirty. Like, what would have happened if Brian was like, oh, I'm actually in that bar as well. I'm next door. I'll come
exactly.
Right. I'll
what
come
would
to,
have happened oh, if you bumped
you
into
know?
Him in real life and he just grazed your shoulder, touched your neck, breathed on
you? Bought
you
a drink. I don't know.
Are you just going to be snogging?
I don't know.
Or if you just grazed your thigh?
What
would have happened then?
Don't know.
Ask yourself that question.
I do think it is.
Or you smell really and that gives you a tight squeeze.
It is slightly alarming that this was your like pattern of behavior
yes.
when you weren't happy in
That's
a relationship.
True.
And this was your like we all have. You're out, you're drunk. You're like, oh, who can we text? Who can we get out? Who can we see who's out tonight? Let's see if they're out tonight. That's what you do when you're single. You message the guys and see who's there. Mm. So the fact that you're living with your boyfriend, you think you're very happy and you've gone back to that old pattern of behavior.
But is it just habit? You know, so it's either
a bad fucking habit.
Yeah. So it's either like
it's a disrespectful
it's
habit.
It's a disrespectful habit. So
that's, you can't cop it off. Oh, it's a habit.
Yeah. My boyfriend's habit is he cheats on me every time.
He cheats on me.
But it's just a habit. It's habit. It's fine. You know, he's always done it, guys. It's not a big deal.
It's just habit.
It's just habit.
Yeah. I think I think you know you've done something wrong because you've woken up just with that guilt.
Test the theory again.
Test it again.
Go out, have some drinks, see what happens.
See what happens, yeah. And if you're having those feelings of, I want to message him, blah, 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 blah.
Then question your own relationship.
Then look a bit more inwards.
Yeah, because are you really happy? Are you really being fulfilled? Is this really the one? Maybe you're
Why are you reaching out to these people?
Maybe you're panicking that, okay, you know, we live together now. It's been a year and a half. I think he's the one, but is it? And maybe you're having that kind
those
of panic.
Kind of thoughts.
Like, is this my husband now? Are we going to go on for 10 more years? Like, is this it? And, you know, because those feelings do occur and, you know, when you get to more serious in the relationship. Levels. So maybe it's that. Maybe it's just a bit of cold feet. I don't know.
Think about it. A lot of thoughts need to be had. That's so interesting.
It is interesting.
But you've always got to think, if you found your boyfriend doing the same shit, how would you feel? How would you respond?
Right.
You know, you have to.
Because is that the behavior of someone who is committed to another person? Generally, really no, it's not. So you know, maybe reflect on that.
Let's go.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, stop.
Loads of pictures of his ex on his camera roll, but none of me.
Ooh. That,
should I read?
That is a red flag. Mm-hmm, let's read it.
I pretty much class this as free therapy, so thank you.
Oh,
you're welcome. I have a bit of a dilemma. I don't know what to do. After a few really terrible relationships, I met my current boyfriend on Tinder.
Gorge.
We got on so well from the minute we met and have now been together for about 8 months.
Gorgeous.
He is incredibly supportive. We always have the best time together and I can't imagine anybody more perfect for me.
Gorge.
We now basically live together and have a great relationship. I had a really horrible time with my ex. So immediately after we broke up, I deleted every picture of us. All the memories, it was all gone.
So it was a block, delete, anger, initial reaction. Just get rid.
Many times now when my boyfriend's been scrolling through his camera roll to show me things, I've seen pictures of his ex.
Fucking hell.
It's just do you know what's very inconsiderate. What a way to ruin my fucking
But also
day.
Like, it's not like I've just seen it because I've got on your iPad and oh god. You know, it was an accident. He's fucking sat there
going past them
and knowing that you can see too. It's very fucking
turn your phone
or at least, you know, it's very inconsiderate.
I was never too bothered the first few times I saw a couple on there, as some could have just got lost in the thousands of pictures. Or may just be a memory of a good trip, etc.
But also, I'm sorry, how many pictures are boys taking these days? You know, we've got a lot of pictures on our phone naturally. We take a lot of pictures, whatever.
Do boys do that?
Do boys? What, are you a fucking photographer? I think boys should, you know what? You got a couple thousand pics. Yeah, you've had the phone for 3 years. It's not that. So why are we seeing pictures of you and Helen? I don't understand.
However, as time goes on, I've seen more and more photos that he had taken just of her looking beautiful on their days out.
What the fuck?
And pictures he had taken of them both when they've been doing things together.
Wait, so he's just admiring her beauty and just capturing that?
Wow.
And he's
quite
not
special.
He's capturing your beauty when you're out.
It's not like you're saying, take a picture of me, here's my phone. He's just taking them of you on his phone.
Wow, I would like that. I would enjoy that.
He's completely fine about being on his phone in front of me and doesn't seem to have anything to hide. But what upsets me isn't so much that these pictures are still there, although the more serious we get, the less I like it.
Yeah.
It is more that he seems to have all these pictures of his ex and special moments, but has never once done this with me. He's never taken a picture
of me.
That's
what I'm saying, so he's never admired your beauty out on the walk.
He has no photos of me bar one, which was to show me how I look asleep. Yeah, like fucking so ugly pics
right,
when you're asleep.
Right.
And there are definitely none of us together.
Stop. This is
I love taking the odd photo of him when we do things together. He's looking really good or being goofy and funny. So I'm starting to wonder why he doesn't feel the same, but yet he so clearly did with his ex. It's starting to make me compare myself to his ex, who was relatively recent, and the relationship they had, which I don't want to be doing. Am I overreacting for being upset by this and wanting to bring it up with him?
I'd say, excuse you. When he scroll, I go, why is Susan there? Fucking delete that.
Yeah.
Come on. Like, you've got to stand up for yourself in this instant. You can't just sit back and see these pictures. It's hurting your feelings. Yeah. Like,
and I get it that in the beginning, it may not have bothered you.
In the beginning,
you're thinking, I'm not
that
busty.
It's not a big deal.
It's not a big deal.
It's not affecting me. Just a picture.
All right.
Picture's just a picture. I do, you know, I'm the new girlfriend.
Yeah. But then when it's been, 8 months, that's a long time.
I'm sorry.
You love this guy at this point.
Yeah.
You're thinking it hurts you more.
It hurts. It cuts
you deep to see those pics.
Yeah. It's inconsiderate. Like, I would never want a new boyfriend of mine to see pictures of me and exes.
No.
It's inconsiderate. It's awkward.
Yeah.
Brings up an awkward conversation. It's going to make them feel some type of
weird.
Changes the tone. Makes people feel shifty and uncomfortable. You don't want that.
It's the last thing you want to see.
So the fact that he's just going,
here we go.
And just like scrolling with not a care in the world, letting you fucking see Susan all over the place. It's really bizarre.
It's a bit shit.
When he, you know, it's not like, like I said, he's not an active photographer.
Right.
Taking pictures of me as well all the time. It's like,
the light is just beautiful. Just stay there.
Yeah.
You're absolutely gorgeous.
Because if he was giving you the same energy with the photos, I'd be like, all right, it's just what he does, whatever.
This is his thing.
But he's not even taking photos of you as well.
And you've got no pictures together.
Something's going on. I don't like it.
Why are you holding on to these pics?
Boo, I don't like it. You need to, this is your boyfriend of almost a year.
Yeah.
I would like you to delete these pictures. Makes me uncomfortable. It's very disrespectful. Feels very inconsiderate. You know, I'm confident in our relationship, but I'm sorry, Brian. I don't want to see pictures of you and your ex.
Or just
the ex on your phone. Mm. Doesn't make me feel good. Please can you delete them? What's he going to do? Fight back.
Say no.
To say no. Then it's over. I'm sorry. That's not good. Why should I? What?
Whoa.
Excuse you.
Yeah.
Like, it's not a bit like delete the pics. Like, and if he's got anything else to say other than, of course, Helen, I'm so sorry.
Mm.
They'll be deleted.
I just want to
ask. Then what the fuck is going on?
I want to ask the male in the room. Because I'm curious.
Here we go.
If, hypothetically, your girlfriend sees pictures of you and your ex on your phone and asks you to delete them, how would you respond to that?
Brilliant answer.
Just delete them was the answer from the male in the room.
Would you question it? He said it's not hard.
He said it's not hard. He wouldn't question it. He'd just delete.
So what would you do if you saw pictures of...
It's not a big ask, he said.
It's not a big ask. It's not.
So really, the response should just be... Yeah, sure.
It's not a problem. It's very easy to do. I want to make my
girlfriend,
girlfriend happy.
You are my priority.
Yeah, you're my priority. Your happiness comes first.
Before anything.
Yeah. So if there's any other answer to that than that.
It's not the one.
Get rid. Something fishy's going on. It's not right.
Or you could just start the conversation by...
You could ease
in by just asking, you know... Why do you have so many pictures of you and your ex still on your phone, yet we take no pictures together?
We've got one picture together.
You haven't taken any, you don't take any pictures of me.
It's a valid thing.
Like, that just makes me feel really sad.
It just makes me feel like you're not giving me the same energy as you were giving
your ex. Mm. And maybe just start with that question, because I would like to know the answer to that.
Mm.
Like,
I would too.
Why? And then go from there with, maybe you don't have to go in and saying delete those and blah, 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 because then he might be like, oh, but it's memories. Like, just start with a genuine question.
Memories that should have died.
Yeah, I totally agree. They should just be gone. But start with the genuine question of why, because that will also help settle your mind. Because if that was me, I'd be thinking, well, he still fucking loves her.
Mm.
This relationship, their relationship was better than our relationship.
Yeah.
He looks at these pictures all the time, like, why is not taking any of me? Does he not think I'm as pretty as his ex was? Like, that was where my mind would go.
Mm.
So for my own peace of mind, I would just want to know, why do you have so many and yet you take zero pictures of me? You don't ask anyone when we're out to take a picture of us together. You don't even like me taking your picture. Like, what's that about? I would just need to know the answer for my own sanity.
I think you need to have a conversation about this.
Yeah.
100%. You can't just keep groveling and letting it affect you.
Because
it's a big deal.
Like, I don't mind your boyfriend having a picture here and there of him and his ex if it's deep in their camera roll.
Oh, yeah,
sure. I've probably got the same. Like, I don't
yeah.
That doesn't bother me. But if they're if it's because it's a recent ex, obviously the pictures, they're right fucking there.
It's so recent.
It's like, oh my God.
If it was years and years ago on like an old, I don't know, then yeah, it's like, obviously I get you don't want to scroll through and remind yourself of this horrible relationship while you're deleting them. Like, I understand that. But yeah, it recent. You know, less than a year ago, this girl was in your life. Mm. So it is relatively fresh.
Yeah.
Like,
it's hard to deal with.
It's tough. Like,
your feelings are definitely valid.
Yeah.
I would feel the same.
I hope he responds with, I'm so sorry. Let me delete those. Wasn't even thinking. Mm. Not a problem. Very easy to do. Easy. If not,
love you.
Sorry. Let's go out for dinner tonight. Let me get you something nice. You know, if it's not that kind of energy, then I think we've got an issue ahead of us.
We shouldn't be fighting
about
you deleting pics of your ex.
If it turns into an argument, this is an issue.
Yeah.
And something's going on. And the whole no pictures of you thing and pictures, that actually means something. Sense. And like, he might try and make you question, what? Of course I'm taking pictures of you, blah, blah.
Yeah.
No, I know what's going on here. Don't gaslight me.
Yeah.
You've not taken a single fucking picture of me in 8 months. Mm. This is a red flag.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, fingers crossed, let us know.
Fingers crossed.
Back to the
very
roulette.
Scary issue, actually.
Very.
You know. Baby.
Right. Tell me.
Oh. Stop.
Okay. On my year abroad, I'm beginning to question his girl space friend's behavior. Oh. On my year abroad, I'm beginning to question his girlfriends, the girls that are his friends, behavior. So you're away from, you're absent from him now because you're on your travels. You're off gallivanting across the world, as you should be.
Mm.
But you're still in this relationship.
You're wild and free.
And you're feeling a bit paranoia about the mates. Your gut
never lies.
Never lies. Some fishy's going on.
We don't need to read this.
We saw another one.
We don't need to read it.
Do we not?
That's the answer.
Well, we saw another one. Some boyfriend's bestie giving him fucking hickeys on his neck. It's giving the same energy.
Same energy.
Oh, she was just sucking on it. It doesn't mean anything. She was having a little nibble. What? Don't gaslight me. That's not what friends do.
That's not what friends are for.
Right? And if any man or boy or child is telling you that it's normal...
For the hills.
Okay. Four. So my boyfriend and I.
Let's call him Brian. We don't need to. I know what this is going to say.
Shall I try and skim read? So she said, been with him for 2 years.
Hmm.
Many ups and downs. Oh, that's never good. However, we're in a very mature, healthy relationship, blah, blah. I've always noticed he messages one of his friends, this girl. Let's call her Sarah, fairly often. Having either a text from her unopened or a text to her unopened. So they're constantly texting. No. When I've paid attention to their texts, it has been her discussing where she would like to go on holiday, what she's getting her hair done like.
Travel agent.
She's messaging this point. Should I go blonzer? Should I cut a little fringe? What about a bob? What about full back? So they're just talking like girlfriends and boyfriends. I'm sorry, if that's what you text your boyfriend. Mm. You just fill him in on your day.
On your day.
You don't fill in your mates in on your day.
No.
Especially not of the opposite sex.
Especially about your haircut.
So you're,
That's giving I want your opinion.
Yeah.
So I want you to think I look good.
Absolutely, it is. Would I look better?
Mm.
Oh, well, I think you look sexy with a fringe. Mm. And you just see that.
Bangs immediately.
Right. If I think about how I communicate with my male friends.
Absolutely.
It's a message here and there throughout the week. Or every couple of weeks.
Should we go for drinks?
Yeah.
Sweet, see you there.
Yeah. It's not every day throughout the day constantly.
No, that's this a girlfriend.
This is not good. Yeah.
Right. I told you we didn't need to read this.
I know. I can't think what I would be needing to talk to my gals about throughout the day at all times, let alone my male friends. Right.
Yes.
Okay, yeah, we get it. I mean, it's only his friend. I doubt he cares what kind of haircut his guy friends are getting. la, la, la. Right, so it's just, okay. Anyway, I'm sure you get the notion of this. It's kind of strange.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Very fucking strange.
I always had an odd feeling about her since Brian and I started seeing each other, but didn't think much of it until Brian's best friend's girlfriend. Brian's best friend's girlfriend.
Yeah.
Let's call them Jack and Sally.
Okay.
So Jack is Brian's best friend. Sally
is the girlfriend.
Expressed to me their mutual dislike of Sarah.
Okay. Thank you, Jack and Sally.
For standing up for the situation. It turns out that Sarah had gotten with Jack.
Okay, when Sally fucking hates her as well.
When Sally and Jack were having a rocky patch, break. Okay,
Sally's about to be your new best friend.
Despite Sarah claiming to be a girl's girl.
Together like a mutual hatred. Yeah.
So Sarah's kind of like, I'm a girl's girl. Jumped at the chance to get with Jack when Jack and Sally were on having a little break.
Not a good sign.
Okay, Sally's not a good sign. I didn't think much of it as I've barely had any contact with Sarah, and a kiss is obviously a two-way thing, but this came before the real tea. To put this into perspective, Sarah is part of Brian's friend group, which consists of boys and girls. So yeah, she's just in the group. As I said before, she claims she is a very girly girl, girl's girl. However, when a couple in the group a couple whom she was very close to, the girl, she went straight to the boy asking if he was okay and didn't message the girl first, who really should have been her first priority, and what, fucking snogged him. I'm working in Spain for a year, and the fact that he barely mentions her when he does, it's in a negative light, is also starting to feel a bit odd. That is such a bad sign, because you know what they say, when a guy's attracted to a girl or likes a girl, he will talk negatively about her because he's trying to deflect. He's deflecting.
Yeah.
He fancies
he's
her.
Paranoid that he's going to let something slip. Yeah.
So he's, Sarah,
she's just so fucking annoying.
Yeah, yeah, like, yeah. I just wish she would leave.
She's pissing the boys off at the moment. She's really annoying.
When really, you'd look great with a fringe.
Yeah.
Send me a picture when it's done.
Send me a picture. You
should go lighter.
Because he thinks if he spoke highly of her,
then you're going to start questioning. So he's trying to gaslight the situation.
Yeah.
So you're feeling that, you know, this is all a bit odd. Sarah has also never talked to me at any social events.
Yeah, this is
never
right.
Even tried to add me on social media, if I'm being honest, and has never even introduced herself to me.
Wow.
What a weirdo.
Sarah, I thought you were a girl's girl. So Sarah, I'm the new girl. I should be your best mate.
You proclaim that my boyfriend is one of your best mates, and you've never introduced yourself to me.
Rude.
After what, 2 years?
But also, that's rude for your boyfriend as well.
Yeah.
Because your boyfriend should have called her out for that. Like, Sarah, this is my new girlfriend.
Right.
Go and say hello.
Right.
Like, don't be rude.
Right, don't be rude. Yeah, like, he should be saying, don't be rude, this is my girlfriend.
Yeah.
Like, come on. Like, like, be her friend. Like, I love her, It's just the fact that things are starting to look odd. At first, I never really thought of this girl whatsoever. And now she is seeming rather suspicious. I've never mentioned any of this to my boyfriend. And it's not that I think she poses some kind of threat, but I don't know how to address the situation.
Yeah, because don't want to come across as insecure. Well, because she said, you're worried.
I skipped it, but she said earlier, like, she's had this in the past. And she doesn't want to come across as this overly jealous girlfriend. So she doesn't know how to play it. I just don't know how to address the situation. Because I really do trust him. In fact, he was the one who told me about the second scenario, going to the guy instead of to one of her best friends. Okay, right. So your boyfriend told you the story of Sally and Jack and Sarah going to Jack. But is that, again, a deflection?
Deflection.
Some advice, how to navigate.
This is hard because, like we just said, you want to give that confident girl energy of like, I'm not fazed by anyone. I'm not threatened.
Because also it's like, if you want to go up, like, if you want to be sneaky and do all this shit, good fucking riddance.
Yeah, don't let me stop you.
Don't let me stop you, exactly, because I don't want to be with someone who, like, this is so unattractive.
So unattractive.
This is so just, like, disgusting behaviour that it's like, oh, it's like a child. Mm. Like, you're behaving like a little teenage boy. Mm. Like,
it's hard. I don't really know what are your options?
Right, so the options are,
You speak to your boyfriend.
The thing is like your gut is telling you something's going on. I think something's going on. He's trying to, you know, he talks badly about her all the time. Kind of
talks to her every fucking day. Talks to her every day.
It's not normal, especially while you're away. Like he should be focused on texting you more, making sure you're all right. You're out there in Spain. He should be FaceTiming you. Like, why are we concerned about Sarah when also like she's proven to be a bad friend to everyone in the group anyway? Why are you still pouring so much energy into this girl?
Because he likes her.
Right, exactly. So it's again,
especially whilst you're away.
Right.
Because he feels like he's still got someone to, you know, chat to, entertain, have a bit of a flirt with. He's got the best of both worlds. He's got a whole girlfriend, but he's also got that exciting thing on the side.
That's like a possibility of like, you know, just some exciting whatever.
Yeah.
I would address it. I think you're meant to do, just let this go on for years to come.
Because like, I mean, listen, like it's very easy in these situations to be like, oh, Sarah's such a fucking bitch and blah, 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 blah. But at the end of the day.
At the end of the day.
Sarah's single.
Sarah's doing whatever she wants. She
fucking likes. Your boyfriend is the one that.
Entertaining it.
Yeah.
Giving her the
vibes.
She's
not talking to no one. She's not texting no one. Yeah. She's not texting a number and it's bouncing back. No. She's getting responses. Yeah. She's getting replies. Yeah. She's getting likes on her pics.
She's getting the same energy that she's bringing.
She's getting it back. Yeah. Otherwise, she would go elsewhere. Exactly. She's being fed.
Yeah, absolutely.
Otherwise, she would just. Absolutely. Find it elsewhere.
And your boyfriend is deflecting that to you. Yeah. Talking negatively about her to you. Like, am I fucking stupid?
No.
Am I fucking stupid? Like, don't try and think you're
so slick
and you're the one up in this situation. Oh, she'll never suspect a thing. Mm. You know, I always chat shit about Sarah all the time. She thinks I hate her, la la la.
Yeah.
Like the fact that he thinks he can just like manipulate this situation and think that you're none the wiser is so, fucking stupid. So.
I think you should dump him.
I think it's a sackable offence. I think. Who wants a boyfriend who's texting up their best mate like this? Your gut feeling, you're feeling suspicious. This is no way to live. This is not a healthy, happy relationship.
No, you're in Spain. Enjoy yourself.
Let's find a sexy Spanish man who can make a beautiful paella of the evening.
Because think, like, yes, your anger right now is towards Sarah, but equally, your boyfriend could be acting totally different than he is. He could be saying to Sarah, it's really inappropriate the way you've treated my new girlfriend. She's come into the group. You haven't even made an effort to say
he
hi
should be
to
standing
her.
Up
he should
for
be
you.
In your corner, being like, no, Sarah, I'm not going to speak to you until you speak to my girlfriend because I think it's so rude. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, you've she made no effort with her. Yeah. She's a lovely girl. I see her in my future for a very long time. And, you know, you don't know her.
And like texting all day. No one is texting all day, every day. No. Like, and that is, yes, it's Sarah messaging, but he's the one messaging too. Mm. Like, it's easier for you to be angry at Sarah, but you need to get angry at your boyfriend because he's the one that's got loyalty to you. He's the one that should respect you. Yeah. He's the one that's in a relationship with you. You're not in a relationship with Sarah. You're in a relationship with your boyfriend.
Yeah. You need to stand up for yourself because right now he's walking all over you and he thinks he's got the best of both worlds.
Yeah. And it's also not normal to feel like concerned or paranoid or worried about your boyfriend's female friends. No. Your boyfriend can have female friends. Mm. We're not arguing that. No. But you should never feel this kind energy of, this is really weird. Why are they texting so much? I'm feeling a bit like, oh my God, I don't know what's going to happen. Like, what if they went out and got drink together? What would I get? You shouldn't have question marks around it. And
like
you don't
should
have
be,
to live
like
with
we
that.
Said, like you should be friends with your boyfriend's girlfriends and it should be a friendship.
Yeah.
And you shouldn't have these feelings at all. It should just be like, oh, she's a lovely girl and we're really good friends. Yeah. And I'm really happy that my boyfriend introduced me to Helen because she's lovely and we've got a great friendship.
Yeah.
Like it should be that energy. It should not be the energy that you're experiencing.
No.
So you need to address it. You need to stand up for yourself. You need to not let him, you know, chat shit to you because it's not okay.
Yeah. And I think if it's not a sackable offence in my eyes.
I think so. It's not okay at all. And I think you let it slide for too long. Obviously, you were gathering your evidence.
Naturally,
you were making sure that what you were seeing was correct.
Why don't
correct.
You speak to Sally about it? Sally and Jack.
Yes, talk to Sally about it. That's like, very smart. Weird. But like, Sally, I need to talk to you. Mm. Like, obviously, after what happened with you and Jack, became suspicious of, you know, Sarah. But
they
obviously, my
lot.
Boyfriend, Brian, is giving her a lot of attention,
a lot of
energy. And they're talking all the time, just catching up all the time.
Not sure how I feel about it.
I feel like something's going on.
Mm.
And Yeah, obviously the tone Sarah of their
conversations.
Sarah holds no loyalties to anyone. She does whatever
she's
wants
in her own world,
right? And I think my boyfriend is potentially up to something with her.
Stand
talk
up
to Sally, get some vibes. Maybe Sally's heard something through the grapevine. I think Sally's heard something. I think Sally and Jack knows more. Because also, like, Sarah will be talking to someone about what's going on. Sarah's got best mates who she's talking
to. The annoying thing is, when you're in a situation like this, they can always fall back on, we're just mates, chill out. But the bottom line is, right, you would not have any concerns or feelings of paranoia if there was nothing to suspect.
If it was purely platonic, yeah.
Yeah. There's no, like... stuff doesn't come out of thin air. Like, there's no smoke without fire. Like, there is something there that's making you question
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you wouldn't be writing in this email.
And the thing is, like, he's going to deny it. Oh, shall I call her up now? I'll call her up now and she'll say to you.
We're just mates. Blah, blah, blah.
But also, like, this is, regardless of whether anything's going on or not, this is not how a boyfriend should behave.
There's obviously some sort of chemistry there between the two of them.
Yeah, and he's not shutting it down. He's not respecting you and who was his girlfriend.
He's feeding into it more.
Yeah, and he's enjoying it. He's enjoying the attention from Sarah,
yeah,
especially while you're away. And that's, no, get rid.
Go find someone in Spain.
Go find a beautiful Spanish man.
Okay, last roulette of the episode.
Stop.
My crush suggested we hook up, but he's not single.
Yes. Juicy. Because now it's on the other side. This is. Guys, this is
Sarah.
This is Sarah and your fucking boyfriend,
this
Brian.
This is the voice of Sarah. So.
He said, keep it on the hush, hush, keep it on the down. She's in Spain right
she'll
now.
She'll never know.
We'll have some fun. She's in Spain.
I feel like such an asshole for telling you that I'm in a tough spot right now. Maybe this should be obvious, but here's the situation. I've been in university with this guy, Brian, and we have had several classes together over the years.
Lovely.
We naturally became good friends, and I realized I was incredibly into him.
Mm.
We weren't part of the same friend group, and I didn't want to ask him about whether or not he was single or whatever.
Mm.
So I just kind of kept my crush to myself, kept studying with him, did some, you know, little flirting here and there just
bonding.
To test the waters. Yeah. Last year, I actually became really good friends with a girl in his friendship group, and this was completely spontaneous and unrelated to him knowing her. She and I clicked straight away.
God.
We hang out all the time.
A few
Sarah? Months ago, we were talking about boys, and I was hesitant but brought up how amazing I thought Brian was.
Shit.
I ended up telling her that I've had such a crush on him for a while, but didn't feel confident about doing anything until I knew he was single.
Right.
My friend then told me that Brian has a girlfriend of 5 years.
5 years?
And they have been dating since high school.
Stop. Okay, I was scared the friend was going to say, I'm his girlfriend.
She then mentioned how he was so miserable in his relationship and that he just needed to end things with his girlfriend because it's quite toxic. They don't really get on.
High school sweethearts kind of just come to the end. Mm-hmm.
I was honestly devastated to hear this. Were you? What, they're having problems?
Right. Surely she's devastated to hear that he's got a girlfriend.
Yeah. I was honestly devastated to hear this because I knew I couldn't ever be a homewrecker or act in a way that encouraged cheating of any kind.
Yeah, because you were hopeful that Brian was single. Now he's got this secret girlfriend.
For 5 years and you're thinking, fuck. But I still couldn't help crush on him. Ever since that conversation with my friend, I just focused on being Brian's friend and vowed I wouldn't say anything to him about this crush unless he was single and seemed ready to get out there again. And also in the back of your mind, you're thinking he might be single soon because his relationship's on the rocks.
Yeah.
His friends don't like his girlfriend. Yeah. It might not last
forever.
Feels
like one of them ones like, they've probably been together since they were like 16, 17.
Yes.
And, you know, it's time.
It's got to run its course.
But also it's just one of them ones where it's like there's a lot of feelings, a lot of history, la la la, first big breakup for Brian. You know,
so a few nights ago I was at the bar and I saw Brian. We were both pretty drunk, I'll admit.
You're looking good tonight, Brian.
As I was chatting to him, the eye contact between us was magnetic.
I can imagine. I can only imagine.
I'd always suspected he thought I was good looking. And we've always got on so well. But in this moment, it was undeniable.
Oh, I couldn't believe it.
He started telling me how he's trying to set up our mutual friend with someone he knows. I responded by saying, well, you obviously know I'm single, so why not set him up with me?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Play him at his own game. Absolutely.
Well, I wouldn't mind a date. Yes. Go out with me.
Yes.
Brian doesn't say anything.
Absolutely. Of course
then
he
goes, guess I was being selfish.
Love it.
Honestly didn't know what to say. So all I could say was, what? He then says, I know this little dance we've been doing.
Selfish.
I want you all to myself.
Okay, so it's good. So he's acknowledging that he's feeling these vibes too, which is fantastic news.
I brought up the fact that he literally has a girlfriend who he was talking about not even half an hour ago in another conversation we're having with someone else. He didn't say anything.
Oh, so he does talk about his girlfriend. It's not like she's a secret, like this little like hidden away woman who's back in the hometown. That's interesting. So he's still like fond of her.
Right.
Oh, my girlfriend Susan, she enjoys that show.
Right.
You're still talking about her.
I don't know what possessed me to say this, but I decided to lay it on the table. I told him how incredible I thought he was.
Here we go.
I told him how attractive I found him.
Wow.
How it felt like it was too easy to hang out with
him.
Wow. But I'm not someone who would ever condone cheating and that I don't like the tone of conversation.
Yeah. This is uncomfortable for me. Yep.
He says, we can talk about it later.
Talk about it.
What is there else to talk about? You have a girlfriend.
Right.
He says, sex.
What? Brian, there's nothing to discuss.
I got so red and felt like my feet were sticky, glued to the floor.
You just said sex.
He literally suggested we hook up, despite the fact he has a long-term girlfriend who it seemed like he has no intention of breaking up with.
I do not like this energy from Brian. He's really disappointed me. I thought.
Also, if he actually suggested this, why would I ever want to even potentially get involved with him since he's proving himself to not be a faithful guy?
Of course.
Selfishly, I hate to say it, it felt pretty good to get confirmation that he liked me. Yeah, of course.
Naturally.
It would.
But it's kind of sad.
But I can't ignore
sad.
The fact this is such a sketchy situation. We haven't spoke since this happened and we are supposed to study together in a study group next week. My brain is all over the place with this information. What do I do?
Well, yeah, because you kind of want, you know, after that, like, you know, I guess I was being selfish, you know, that kind of
that was okay.
Then, yeah, and then you're kind of just like you know, laying it all out. I like you, I'm attracted to you. You want him to be like, oh, I'm madly in love with you, but I need to sort things out back at home first before this could even be a thing.
Yeah,
you know, because you know I care about you and I could see this.
I don't want to fuck this up.
Yeah, right. We wanted that energy.
And we don't want to start on the wrong foot.
Like, so it's disappointing that he just sees you as a hookup.
Right.
And that would really upset me.
I'm going to go back to my girlfriend, but I'll sleep with you.
Right. No. So actually he's proven that he's not as great as a human being
as
you thought he was. Because the moment you sleep with him, you get more feelings.
Yeah. You'll be more involved, heartbroken.
More heartbroken because he's evidently not breaking up with his girlfriend, no matter what people are saying in the rooms that are going on.
He's pretty content.
He's pretty content with her. And so right now, keep your distance.
Keep back off.
Focus on your studies. You could talk to him about science and
geography
and the ins and the outs of
studying.
And
also,
I don't
let him kind of lead you on because it's so
right.
It's so hard when you like someone, you've been crushing on them, and when they start giving you that energy back, you become obsessed. Like, you can't stop thinking about them. You're going to be thinking you want to look good for study group because, oh my god, he actually likes me. Like, he's given you confirmation that he actually likes you. Like, that's going to send your brain into a spiral.
He wants to sleep with me, so, you know. You could sleep with him if you just gave him the vibes back, but
you have to try and not let him lead you up the garden path, because like, it he he's given the energy. He fucking loves the fact that you've just told him how amazing you think he is. He's loving the fact that he's think people fancy him whilst he's got a girlfriend.
He's lapping it up. His girlfriend's at home, but this girl, yeah, he loves
this new attention from someone else. Yeah,
maybe something could happen. He's like, I'm going to try and work this magic.
Yeah, that's good for his ego. That feeds his ego. Ooh. Like, no matter who you are, like someone telling you, I think you're really great. I really find you attractive, absolutely. Blah, blah, blah. Feeds your ego.
It's gonna make you feel so good. But what do you want out of this situation? Right. Because, you know, yes, you like him. You could sleep with him, you know, no judgment. You can have some fun, you know, and it could just be that. And look, you know, this guy is obviously a twat. He's cheating on his girlfriend.
Yeah.
You can just, whatever. Yes, you'd be quite guilty because he's cheating on his girlfriend.
Has he cheated before?
I'm assuming he has. Mm. Aren't you? By the way, he's suggesting the hookup so easily and just casually. I feel like, yeah, he has cheated on his girlfriend before.
Yeah.
So he's clearly not a good boyfriend. You don't, like, he wouldn't be a good boyfriend to you. Because they say the way one relationship starts is the way yours will end.
Yeah.
So he'll probably cheat on you too. Mm. So you can either have some fun or just think, you know what, fuck you. Don't want to get involved. Don't want to get involved in your messy business.
Messy life.
It's already messy.
Yeah.
You know, and the moment like we're introduced to this girlfriend, oh my God. You know what I mean? Then this is hard.
Yeah.
You know? So like, if it was us, I'd be like, you know what, fuck Draw you. Back. You know, I'm going to pull back. Yes, you're attractive and you're sweet and you're whatever, but you're not for me.
Pull back now before you've had a drunken kiss. You know, take the power Before back. Oh, no, you're not as great as I thought you were. Don't like you as much as I thought. Yeah. He'll then be fucking like squirming to get your attention again. Yeah. But just
it's unattractive to me that you're still with your girlfriend. You still want to be with your girlfriend while you're behaving like this with me.
You're behaving like a single
unattractive.
Guy.
Unattractive.
Yeah. And I think all you really need at the moment is just a new crush.
Yeah.
And I think it would take your mind off it.
Crushes are so easy to find. Let's just focus on someone else.
Yeah. Find someone else. Go on a date with someone else and your mind will change
because he is not worthwhile.
No,
he's not behaving in a good way right now.
Get wrapped up in someone else. If he becomes single, and breaks up with his girlfriend,
then we
different
can explore
conversation.
It.
Mm-hmm. You can explore. You can think, oh yeah, I like you. Blah, 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 blah. But for now, find another crush.
Yeah,
because take your mind off.
You deserve more.
Yeah,
you deserve more. Like from out of a guy you like. Like you should like a guy who likes you back and is single
and wants to take
and
you can out.
Explore that and wants to take you
Doesn't
out.
Just
and
say sex.
Yeah, like disgusting.
What?
Like while he's got a girlfriend.
Wine and
like,
dime me.
Yeah, you don't deserve that energy. You deserve way better as attractive and mesmerizing his eyes are.
Try and let that conversation really turn you off.
Yes. Yeah, just okay. Well, I don't want to get involved with someone who's got a girlfriend and doesn't want to break up with their girlfriend. Mm. So that's conversation over. To be honest,
wish Sarah had that attitude from the previous
right.
dilemma.
Mm-hmm.
She fucking loves it apparently.
So these boys just out here in study classes, just flirting it up and suggesting
just doing
sex.
What they do. But it's the boys that are in the wrong. It's not even Sarah that's in the wrong. It was the boyfriend.
Exactly. Sarah is not in the wrong.
Sarah's just living her life.
And you can live your life too.
You can live your life too, yeah.
These boys just be twatting about. Baby.
Okay, let's finish on a quote.
All right, let's find a quote, guys.
Oh my God, listen to this.
Yeah.
If he's not changing, it's because you're not the one he wants.
It's true. Well, there we go. Shit. That answers like that's for our last lady.
Mm.
He clearly is committed to his girlfriend. Well, I mean, it's not.
Not committed, but
not committed,
has no
but
intentions of
has
leaving.
Has no intention and he just sees you as a little challenge, a little game.
Mm.
And you can't mess with my feelings like that. Mm. You know?
Absolutely. It's not that he didn't want anything serious. It's just he didn't want it with you.
It is true.
It's true. Don't
I'm
let a guy
weird
tell you.
Quotes. I was music, but you had your ears cut off. What is that?
What is that?
I can't find any good ones today.
The first quote you found was the best.
Words before flowers, always. What does that mean?
What does that mean?
I don't know what that means.
Words before flowers.
I know.
I don't understand.
Even in the chaos, don't forget to kiss. What does that mean, Tess? Tess wrote this. Tess Guinery.
Tess, what does that mean? We need help, Tess.
Even her breakfast was poetry. Another one from Tess.
Tess, what are you on about this morning?
I need you to unpack that for me.
Need a breakdown of that, Tess.
Yeah.
Her breakfast was poetry. What, a sloppy bowl of porridge?
Flaunt every shade of yourself, just like the moon.
Okay, Tess.
Okay. All right, you guys.
Whatever you say, Tess.
There is no moon like you.
Simple.
Yeah.
Thank you, Tess.
There you go, you guys.
Okay, guys, thank you so much for listening to another episode of The Girls' Bathroom. We will be back next Wednesday.
As always.
Same time, same place, same old. You can email your dilemmas to hello@thegirlsbathroom.com.
Follow us on Instagram.
At TikTok, The Girls' Bathroom.
And YouTube.
And we have some girls fun bathroom announcements for The Girls' Bathroom on their way. Just yes. For the people who've made it to the end of the episode.
If you've got this far and you're a dedicated one, yeah. Would you like more episodes of this?
Ooh.
Let us know. Because seriously, like, you know, if you want more, tell us you want more. If not.
And we'll leave that there.
And we'll leave that there.
Just those who made it to the end.
Because if you are literally listening to this right now, you're a real one.
You're a real one. Because,
I understand people click off.
Yeah. So if you're at the end.
If you're right here, right now.
Do you want another one?
More, tell us. Leave it with us. All right.
Love you guys.
Love you. See you later.
See you next Wednesday.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.